Where we at with it? Where we at with it? The Olympics start this week. We seen Bron plant the flag. It's time. You know what? And it's crazy because it's election year. And I was telling homegirl Brit that like everything is just lining up to be one big ass movie. You know, they bringing out the old debates, the old arguments. Can the dream team, you know, face a team like this? This is one of the most athletic, most dominant by name teams that we've had in a while. And there's no lie there. I think, look, at the end of the day, we both. We all like our eras of basketball, and we blend in with so many different other eras. You know what I mean? Like myself, being a Laker fan, obviously we know about the Showtime era and things like that, but then you have the Shaq and Kobe era, and then you just have the Kobe and Gasol era, and now you have the Bron and AD era and stuff like that. So to compare teams, especially the USA team, like, that dream team was stacked. I mean, in retrospect, at the time, nobody agreed, cared about, or was even happy that, was on the team. I can't think of his name right now. Goddamn, I can't think of his name right now that went to Duke. But, you know, 12 count know who I'm talking about. Christian Laettner, right? But looking back at it, knowing that he was probably one of the most dominant college basketball players of all time, that's a pretty solid ass squad for him to be the weakest link on that team. And then you fast forward, look at this team. This team is Anthony Edwards, man. They got AD on the team. Like I said, they got Bron on the team. They got Tatum on the team. They got a gang of goddamn players on this goddamn team. Who knows how that would have ended up, to tell you the truth. I think, obviously, this version of the USA team is by far way more athletic. You know what I'm saying? It might be a lot. Well, I ain't going to say a lot. No, they actually might be a smaller lineup than the Dream Team. You know, when you really think about it. Because the Dream Team had a lot of, they had some height on their team, you know. But nonetheless, we got some basketball coming our way during the offseason. That should be dope. The football season is rolling around. And you know what that means? That means, you know, baseball has about a solid 2 months before it starts to wrap up until it gets to the postseason. Speaking of baseball, went to the Dodger game last Sunday and got great seats. You know what I mean? Along the, what was that? That was along the right side. Was it the right side? Left side, if it's the batter. But anyhow, let me tell you something about a foul ball. Well, let me just say this about baseball in general. I think I've said this time and time again. Watching baseball on TV, if it's outside of watching, well, for myself and for my wife, maybe a couple other people that I know, watching baseball is boring on TV. Unless your team gets to the postseason, where every pitch matters, you know, you put in your, when I tell you put in your strongest lineup, the heavy hitters in that motherfucker, man, it's boring to watch on TV. But in the game, I mean, when you're actually there, take a ride with me down to 110 or the 10 freeway to the 110 and head to Dodger Stadium. Dodger Stadium got some great seats, man. Like, I feel like no matter where, there's probably a couple of blind spots. And what I mean by blind spots, I mean, there's just a few areas in the Dodger Stadium where you probably won't have a chance to witness a fly ball that close. But for the most part, at least 75 to 85% of the damn stadium, keep your head on the swivel. So I'm sitting in the section, chilling. You know what I mean? Now, mind you, I'm under the influence. I'm off. I don't do a lot of drinking. I damn sure don't like beer, right? And I really don't like hard liquor like that. You know, I might drink that shit occasionally, maybe, you know, save your shots because I'm not drinking that shit. But when it comes to champagne or some wine or something like that, that's easier to deal with. That's more of my lane. But I wasn't about to, you know, the prices was crazy. So I wouldn't, you know, not drinking. When you are at the game in person, you have to pay attention. And the reason why I say that is because, don't get me wrong, you won't get caught off guard unless you're just in your own world. And why would you be in your own world at a baseball game, right? But shit happens. You have to pay attention, even though the people around you that probably goes frequently or more often than you do, they will be ready. You know, so at bare minimum, it's going to alert you that something's about to happen this way. But my thing is, you want to catch that shit out the gate. No pun. You want to make sure you follow that ball as soon as it's hit. The reason why, you have, from the seats where I was at, I was in section, what was it? It was section FD49. FD49 rows S seat, I don't know, was 17 or something like that. And the only reason why I say you want to make sure you keep your eye on that ball the whole time, because it's like you have enough time, but you don't have it. You have enough time to make a quick decision. Let's put it like that. That's the perfect way I should put it. You have enough time to make a quick decision. And you might want to go ahead and practice catching baseballs, you know. Now, I'm not sure. I mean, unless you go to a batting cage, which I wouldn't, you know, because that's just for hitting. I'm not sure how you're going to be able to practice catching a foul ball coming that fast and that high. I mean, because they're literally professionals that... that do this. But yo, trust me, a lot of kids out there can do it. A lot of men will be out there, even a lot of women to be out there to be able to catch it. But it's a dangerous thing. It's a dangerous thing. When I tell you, the foul ball that came close to my, and when I say it was close to me, I wouldn't necessarily say I was in danger of being hit by the foul ball. But if I'm not paying attention, and people around you will say shit. So there was a Boston. Mind you, I went to the Dodger game. We played Boston Red Sox, third game on a Sunday, 4:10 game. We got there at 2:00, enjoyed the festivities and things of that nature. But, you know, we was there. I was basically there at Dodger Stadium from like 2 p.m. to 7. You know, we left in the ninth, at the top of the ninth or something like that, to beat traffic. Like, Boston could have very well came back, but the way the Florida game was going, it just looked like the Dodgers had it. So we ended up trying to hurry up and beat that traffic, and we actually got into the first wave of traffic. Not that third wave of traffic, that's the bad one. You know what I'm saying? But we got in that first wave of traffic. It took me about 17 minutes to leave Dodger Stadium and to get to work, so that wasn't bad at all. But again, where I was sitting at, if I wasn't paying attention, if I was just doing my own thing and then got up and started to walk out, I probably would have got hit in the fucking face at that time if I decided to get up at that time. That ball hit that goddamn thing. And then they do have people come and check and see, hey, did anybody get hurt? Did any, you know, anybody get struck by the ball? You know, whatever the case may be. Nobody got hit. You know what I'm saying? The one thing I like about baseball is these teams, they will actually engage. You know, the players will engage with you. They give away so many baseballs at that goddamn game. But I'm here to say I witnessed history. Ohtani. Yes, Ohtani. Ohtani is a hell of a player, first of all. That's one. But Ohtani, I witnessed, and here's the thing. I didn't even know I witnessed it at the time. I just thought it was just a regular home run. But they was, you know, I think we beat them. We beat them 9-6, if I'm not mistaken. Out of those 9 runs, I want to say, I should have checked the stats on this, so I apologize, y'all. But I know we had anywhere between 7 to 8. Well, I would say anywhere between 6 to 8 home runs out of that 9. And I witnessed 4 to 5 of them. And the reason why I say that, because I went to go get something to eat again. I went to go get me a Dodger dog, chili cheese at this time. And I was standing in line, and he seemed like he was about 18, 19-year-old white kid standing in front of me. And all of a sudden, we hear the crowd, the stadium shake and go off. Boom, right? We didn't think nothing of it. You know, one of our players hit a home run. Literally, like, 30 seconds later, which means the next player at bat, and I'm not even sure, it could have been Hernandez or Taylor, one of them, it goes off again. Kid looks back at me like, bro, again? And I was like, again? And then he starts saying something along the lines of, man, I need to hurry up and get back to my seat. We missing everything. And he's right. But I was able to witness Ohtani hit, what was that, 400 and, I think it was like 479? Somewhere around there. He was a 479, 478, 476 yards. The longest in Dodger history. That's crazy, right? He hit the longest home run in Dodger history. I think it was 479, if I'm not mistaken. At the time, I really didn't think nothing of it because we had witnessed, you know, Boston came out the game strong. Them niggas hit 2 home runs back to back. And I said, "Oh shit!" Like they didn't play no games coming out the gate. And I was like, "Man, this is gonna be a long game." But it was very exciting to watch in person again. Like I said, and it even prompted me to or gave me an idea of doing an episode about some of the low key cool dating spots that you wouldn't normally add to the list, you know, outside of a traditional dating situation, but going to a baseball game, and we've probably seen it in movies before, but yeah, man. And I was saying this, if you're going in the summertime, you got to get that 4, if not that 7 o'clock game, because hold on. My bad. I had got a call. You want to catch that 7 o'clock game, because once 7 o'clock came, dog, it was still 84 degrees outside. You know what I mean? So stay hydrated. Stay hydrated. Nonetheless, it was a good game, man. Like I said, I don't normally, I'm not invested in baseball during the season like that. But going to the game pretty much helps. I like to hop on that train once we get to the postseason, because it's just more intense and things like that. And the games are actually like a little bit longer in the playoffs because, you know, there's a lot more thinking involved when it comes to the playoffs. Because one error, you know, you get snatched out the gate. But that's it, man. I mean, I'm still continuing my, you know, college football is coming up on. Oh, actually, college football has officially been out. Well, as far as early release, has fully been out for a week now. And when I tell you, there's been so much content created around the game. It's lived up to the hype. I mean, there's little knick-knack, you know, complaints or whatever, or critique from some people from the fan base. But again, it's only been a week, you know, and I know some people that have you know, played multiple seasons already, and I'm kind of jealous because That's what the game is. That's where you go. That's where you make your money's worth, where you're in the depth of the career, you know, whether if you're on your third or fourth dynasty season, or you're in your junior or your senior year as a running back from the, with the road to glory, or building your team builder, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's where you want to be at. That's where you get your money's worth. And I think people are really going to get their money's worth of college football because we haven't had it in over 10 years. And it's so much to dive into. It's so much to, and then you still got to get used to it. Everybody's still on the even playing field. Even though I got smoked because I played with UCLA against some person I had then, just wasn't athletically and speed wise matched up with the right team. Cause I did play with Bama before, and Bama got some, whoa, Willie. Sheesh. Bama got some players, and I played against Florida, and Florida isn't half bad either. But there's still a lot to learn. There's still a lot to, you know, the passing game is still being, you know, worked on. The defense, not too many people could play defense too good. So it's still an even playing field as of right now, but eventually you're going to see the pack, you know, people start to separate for the pack. But that's only, I think a lot of people that have, that's able to play it a lot more is going to be able to, you know, have more of an advantage. But, you know, I'm there. I still get to play 3 to 4 times out the week. You know what I mean? So I got a good little track record thus far. I got to get back to it. I am the head coach. Not me, my per se. I created Marshawn Lynch as one of the coaches to my dynasties. In another dynasty, I do have UCLA. I'm talking about two offline dynasties, by the way. And I did create Deshaun Foster for that one. And then shout out to Goldie. We should be starting up our online dynasty. Well, I think total of 16 teams. And then we're going to go forward with that. I'm excited and I'm low-key frustrated already because I've been in online dynasties before with multiple teams a lot. And because of the high demand on, you know, and because of my work schedule, I'm not able to be, I'm not accessible or I can't play my game as much as I want to or be available to play my game, especially if it's a user game. So it's going to all work out, though. So it's all going to work out. By next week, man, we should have some more basketball content. And, you know, I might come up with some scenarios. You know, it's the off season. So, you know, here we are. I might even throw some battle rap in there because it's a sport, right? Lupe. There's been a lot of Lupe and Kendrick talk, man. But I don't know if I want to say that for the BTG for President platform or I want to bring that over here to the arena and see what we're talking about in the gym, see what we're talking about when it comes to that battle rapping and that thing. Yeah, Overrun with BTG, man. I see y'all next week. Hey, get them goddamn street shoes off my goddamn court.